You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I wonder what people look at me as. Am I known as an astrologer? Am I known as an author, a writer? Am I known as an influencer? Maybe? Nah, I don't post enough of my life for that. But I just wonder sometimes, you know, I'm human too. I like to put things in a box and have labels, organization to make my inner child feel more safe in this world. But I wonder what people look at me as, because truthfully, I don't even know who or what I am. Can't wait for that day where everything just clicks. I know who I am, what I want. I'm content with everything I have and strive for nothing. Does that even exist? Do you know, we're surrounded by a beautiful time period in life where it's all self-help, self-discovery. Come on, that is what I do for a living right now, astrology. But at what point do you not need any of it? At what point do you just live and enjoy where you're at? You know, before Lightworkers Lounge was even conceived, I was a holistic health coach for women's hormones, specifically the thyroid, fertility, menstrual cycles. This was my forte. My career history goes, I went to university and got a degree in organizational leadership. I graduated, got a job at a health insurance company, a big nationwide health insurance company, and I worked 9 to 5 there in a cubicle. And then I eventually worked from home for them. And then that whisper turned into a roar where I knew I was so, I had everything that everyone, quote unquote, dreams of to reach that point of false contentment. I had the husband, I had the job, I had the cats, I had the luxury apartment. I mean, it was just a little one bedroom apartment, but it was new and modern and had big windows. Oh, the brand new SUV, aha. You know, when I purchased my Chevy Equinox, you know, brand new and nice for your classic suburban basic white girl in America. But, you know, I worked hard and I paid for it all by myself. And my credit was perfect. I mean, Miss Pristine over here, you'd think I was a Virgo. And so I got it at a 0% interest rate. I paid that thing off so quick. And yeah. I had all of it. And when I went to purchase that Chevy Equinox, it was 2013, early 2013, I believe. Yeah, that sounds about right. And one of the first things I researched and asked about was, what are the child safety features? Because I got married in June 2013, and I knew, like, this is the trajectory, man. This is the dream. I get married to a gorgeous man who's so kind, and then we get our own beautiful luxury place that's bright white and beautiful and clean. You know, I'm so used to growing up in a home that's borderline hoarder because my mom and her Aquarius brain just loves to have hobbies and collect things and do things. And she's got her own traumas that make her collect a lot of things. So growing up, it just drove me nuts to live in such a cluttered space so that when I moved out and got my first place, oh, I was like, I want nothing. I literally, when we upgraded to a 2-bedroom a couple years after our marriage, I kept 1 bedroom just empty. I mean, white carpet, white walls, 1 green plant. I think it was a fiddly fig. 1 green plant and my yoga mat. And that was it. Like, I wonder if people think, why do we do that? Why don't we, you know, put some side tables, maybe some art on the walls, a bed frame and a nice bed in case friends or family come stay? But no, I was just like, I want clean, modern, open space. That quote, clutter-free space makes a clutter-free mind, is so my motto. So that could be a whole other podcast episode talking about cleaning and organization. But I had a holistic health coach practice after I left this 9-to-5. How did I make that huge transition? Was I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And we're going to get into that. But why I'm sharing this timeline of my career history is because I named my holistic health coach practice evolve to health. The number two, evolve to health. I use the number two because at the time, 222 was a very big synchronicity for me. And so I just loved how it looked in between evolve and health. And then my logo was a tulip bulb. And I strategically, gosh, I'm creative. I went and bought tulip bulbs. And then I like let one grow in a little vase just a little bit. And then I cheated and went to Trader Joe's and got a bouquet of tulips because they're like $5. And so I lined them up on my bright white desk, Charleston, South Carolina. And I lined them up so you could see the bulb and then the little sprout and then the sprout's growing leaves and a little bud that's about to blossom into a flower and then the flower. So it was like a transgression and evolve from the flower, trying to show to my clients that you may be stuck in the ground right now, tied up in a bulb in the darkness, wet, cold, just buried in life's issues. But you can become a beautiful pink tulip that blossoms and blooms into what your heart has always known. Right? I thought it was cool. You know, sometimes when you purchase things from lightworkerslounge.com, I have hired help a couple of times, but the foundation of that website is me. And I transitioned my health coach website into a Lightworkers Lounge once that really took off. But there's still a little behind the scenes, back of the house residue of that old life. Like on receipts you might receive through your email, you can see Evolve to Health or like payment sent to Evolve to Health. Some people have asked like, what is that? Oh, it's my previous life. But with this podcast episode, we're wrapping up 2022. Oh, wait, synchronicity. 222 set at bar 222. I can't make this up. Wow. Set at 3:33 p.m. Oh my gosh. I love it. See, I'm still very much spiritual. I'm still very much the queen of Lightworkers Lounge, but you've probably noticed that this community, this podcast, this Instagram has shifted and it's changed a lot. And it's because I really started to become well-known and dive deep into the industry that is self-help and spirituality. And I thought, this feels good in my head, but my heart is saying, Seth, this isn't it. This isn't what you want to be known for. This isn't what you want to do every day. And so in 2022, I really started to step into my villain era and question down to the hour, and this could also be from living with a Virgo, where do I spend my time? I mean, down to the who am I talking to on my phone? What are they saying in the audio messages? Do I feel like it's a good, beneficial conversation, or am I not using my time wisely? It's been a difficult year. Because my head wants to say yes to some things, but my heart says, well, do you want to grow? Do you want to reach that tulip stage? Do you want to keep evolving? Or are you thriving right now? And my answer was always definitely not thriving right now. Not doing too bad, but thriving? No. And so I have to take stock of who I talk to every day, how long, what are we talking about? And then I have to look at my Instagram. You guys know I did like a mass exodus earlier this year where I just went and unfollowed everybody. And I hope nobody took it personally when I unfollowed them because there's no hate, there's no negativity that comes with it. How funny that we even assume that. But it was like, what am I taking in when I open Instagram? Because that's where I post for my work. So I have to do this in a sense. What am I seeing on my feed? How is that affecting me? How is that good for me? And how might that be negatively affecting me? I mean, I got clear on myself. And while I still wouldn't say that I'm absolutely thriving, my life has definitely felt better, stronger, more rooted. I feel like I'm stepping into my Capricorn era, if you will. I don't mind saying no. I don't mind when I don't respond to people. Before I would think, oh gosh, they're going to think I'm ghosting them. They're going to think I don't care. I need to just send a response to send a response to make them feel better. But it was like, that's so disrespectful to me. I can do what I want, when I want. And now I know there's a fine line of being selfish, narcissistic, whatever you want to call it. But for someone like me who has truly been a people pleaser since she was a child, doing these little things like not responding to someone or choosing my time first, turning on silencing notifications for everyone and everything on my phone starting at 6 p.m. every single day. That little thing, I remember thinking, that's not a big deal. Like, just because I can't see who texted me at what time, it's not going to do much, but it does. Little tweaks like that. You guys, we're still lab rats, as I preach over and over. We're still lab rats with this technology era, and we've got to parent ourselves with it. Otherwise, it's going to eat us for dinner. We don't know how it's going to affect our mental health, and I don't want to be a lab rat in a statistic with it. So tap into your gut and your intuition and say, how does this make me feel? So 2022, what a freaking year. You know, New Year's Eve 2021 going into 2022, I think I had the blues. I think I was just really knee deep in the blues, because we were living at an Airbnb in Panama City Beach, which was so beautiful. This three-story beach house, we got so lucky to score. And it was gorgeous, walking the beach every morning, just so quiet. Oh, truly a golden chapter of my life. But there was also this underlying feeling of, we need a home. Like, I could tell something was up with my health. I needed grounding. Everyone around me would tell me, you need grounding. You need a home. You need a physician that you can call. You guys need an office. You got just all the advice, right? And it comes from a place of love, but it can get really overwhelming. I actually want to share a story with you guys that blew my mind a couple weeks ago. So I have a mentor in my life whom I love. She's twice my age, so she's older, and this is really important to have. But she's never lived a life like me at all. In fact, her life was polar opposite. She had children in her 20s with the wrong man, immediately got divorced a few years after these children were born, and then definitely had some accomplishments in business and work and some major self-sacrificing things, like moving her children away from the state they were born in so they could feel some peace and serenity in a state with more nature and calmness rather than family drunk drama going around. But she has always told me throughout this adventure of mine that I've been living out of the motorhome in 2021 and then jumping through Airbnbs. She's always said, Steph, you need grounding. You've got to calm down. It's, you know, every time I would say like, oh, I'm spotting in between periods, or, oh, JL and I are just fighting all the time, or, oh, I didn't make so much money this month with my business, or I lost 10,000 followers. Like, I don't know what's going on. She would say, you need a home. You need to move somewhere, and you need to buy a home, and you need to stay put. And, you know, as an older woman, I was like, okay, like, they're wise. They've been through a lot. They know. I respect my elders and really listen. But the other day, for fun, I asked her, I said, if you wouldn't have had children in your 20s and you never married that drunk man, what do you think you would be doing? Like, never had children at all. Just wasn't your thing. Or maybe you suffer from infertility and accepted, like, okay, not for me in this lifetime. What would you have done? And I could tell no one's ever asked her this before, because she lit up and she said, wow, you know, I would definitely own my own business. Yeah, I would start something that was like a hobby turned career. And then I would travel all over the place. I would live here. I would live there. I'd probably go overseas some more. Yeah, I would just run my business and I would travel. And my heart sank, yet got cords cut to fly off like a hot air balloon untethered. And I thought, wow. So the same person that guides me to settle down to create a life like hers, all out of love again, all out of love, also said that if she didn't have children or fall victim to an awful relationship in her 20s, she would be doing exactly what I was doing. Ah. Okay. Got it. I share this story because of the vast majority of our listeners here who write in to have their chart read for the Astro Advice column or just write in to say, hey, hello, share that they feel stuck. I mean, if you were to hack my email and type in the keyword stuck, it would be just lists of emails from people saying they feel stuck. And remember in the episode a few couple weeks back called How to Get Unstuck, I said, guys, don't get triggered by what I'm about to say, but there's no such thing as being stuck. What there is listening to the wrong people. Doing things to seek approval and acceptance from people you don't even want to be like. It's surrounding yourself on your phone, in your house, in your community, in your friend circles with people that aren't where you want to be. And it's really, really hard. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I know how to do this with ease and effort because I'm in the mud with you. But it's really hard to let go of people that you love, but they're just holding you back. It's scary because you think, will I ever make friends again or will I be a loner? It's scary because you don't want to hurt this person's feelings. It's scarier, scariest, when it's your family. How do you balance that? How do you still go to their house for holidays and enjoy everything when you know, like, they're swimming in this pool, but you want to be in the ocean? There's definitely a way to balance that, but it comes with probably living separate, like far away from each other and making a routine to see each other every now and again, possibly. Every situation is so unique. I can't even begin to talk on it, but that's the key, is to surround yourself with people, even if they're not in a career or successful in something that you want to make it in. What is their mindset towards life? You know, I was standing in line at the post office yesterday, and it's the week between Christmas and New Year, so, you know, it's just a shit show at the post office. And, of course, the line was out the freaking door when I walked up. But I smiled because I was like, you know what? I like this. It's a chance to get caught up on emails on my phone, but even more so, I love talking to people in line. I do, on a good day when I'm feeling more Sag than Scorpio. But I love it, and I always have such incredible conversations there. And so a woman comes in right up after me, and we just start talking about life and about pregnancy and children. And she gave birth to twin girls when she was 36 and said, it was awesome. I loved it. I wouldn't change a thing. My husband and I got to work on our careers, but even more so, we got to talk about the roles we would take on once we had children. And so it was smooth and easy. Now, imagine talking and getting advice from her. And then imagine getting advice from my older mentor who was like 20 years on us, 20, 30 years on me and this woman. Black and white, day and night. Now, if I talk to someone who is negative and just wants to keep me living a life like they are because it's comfortable, versus if I talk to someone who is so optimistic and as I'm walking out of the post office says, good luck, can't wait to see you as a mom. Like, what? What? You know, it's funny, as me and this woman were talking, I mean, we were like two Geminis back and forth playing ping pong. We just hit it off. It was a beautiful conversation. I probably stood in line for like 30 minutes and it felt like 3 seconds. It did not feel long enough. I could have talked to her. She was an Aries, by the way, two fire signs, blah, blah, blah. But as a postal worker said, like, this slot's available, come, let me help you. Her and I were still talking and she immediately didn't go to it. And this guy in the line was like, come on, let's go. He's open. And I thought, wow, there are two different people in this world. There's some mindset that look at a long line and say, ooh, I get to talk to my neighbors. We live in a tiny mountain town. Everyone goes to the post office. I get to talk to them. And then there's the people like that old man who just want to get in and out and say, fuck off. I hate people talking and not paying attention. Rawr. And I was like, this is such a good lesson for life. What mindset are you going to have? Oh my gosh. You know, sometimes I have a pessimistic mindset. You guys know this. When you hear JL and I talk, he's Mr. Optimistic. I'm Mrs. Pessimistic. More so, we flip-flop sometimes, but more so than not, I'm more pessimistic because I had a really rough, like, survival mindset growing up, and I've been through a lot, of pain, isolation, loneliness, blah, 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 betrayal. Oh, yeah, you name it. We all have. I say it like I'm unique. We've all experienced this. It's part of the human experience, but I've just put up a wall sometimes to protect myself, so I become pessimistic at times. But I reflect back, like, remember my OGs listening to this, when I lived in that treehouse in the Keys? Yes, I left because I fell in love with JL. And when you're in love, you just want to be together. And we only saw each other every 5 weeks from our life circumstances. And we just, fell for each other. And we're like, we cannot live like this. So we decided to share a place in Austin. But aside from that, I started to find myself complaining. The hot water in my tiny shower lasts 2 minutes. This is terrible, even though it's hot outside. I have to cook my food outside and mosquitoes get in it and it's so gross. I have to hang my laundry outside because I don't have a dryer and in the sandy air just makes it so bleh, feels dirtier than when I washed it. I just found myself focusing on those things. And so, of course, JL is my best friend and now my lover was like, well, my God, let me save you. You're a damsel in distress. Clearly, I'm coming. But now that I reflect back on the treehouse days, I think I love it. I miss it. I miss the sandy bed. I miss the loud air conditioning. I miss the mosquitoes and my avocado toast. I miss when the shower turned cold and I wrapped myself in a towel and went outside to that warm, humid air with the orchids growing out of the tree. I miss it so much. And I think it's the same way. I talk to a lot of people in my own experience too, where when you're dating someone that's just not good for you, it's just not working out, you're thinking of all the bad things, all the reasons why I gotta leave. Fuck this. I'm out. We gotta end it. And then when you break up and you move on and he moves on or she moves on, you think of all the good things. All of a sudden, it is like a switch in your brain, like a hormone starts secreting that you're like, wait, I loved this about them. I loved that about them. Why do we do that? Maybe I need to get a like trained psychologist or psychotherapist on the show to explain that, because isn't that wild? So I share that to say, what good happened in 2022? And what bad? What really difficult moments happened that you're actually going to miss in 2023? Ooh. So with this episode, I want to share a few really cool things that you can do in 2023 to improve and feel good about your mental health, your physical health, and just your overall well-being. If you're listening to this and you are not thriving at the moment, that's okay. Maybe you need some support and some help, and that is what Lightworkers Lounge and me are here for. So the first thing I want to share with you is therapy, counseling. This is so important. If you don't have a mentor, like I mentioned, or if you aren't seeking therapy or counseling, that is okay. And I'm sharing this company because, yes, they have advertised on this show before, but they're my friends now. Kind of like the lady in the post office line. I can't be professional with people. They become my friends and my family. It's just my demeanor. I can't separate the two. And so BetterHelp is who I'm talking about. These are my friends. They are, I love them. I get warm, fuzzy feelings when I think about them. They even sent me a cute Christmas gift, an oversized sweater that says, this is my therapy outfit. I love them. But you can get 10% off your first month. That's 30 days worth. That's like four sessions or more if you want of therapy using code LIGHTWORKER. So you would go to betterhelp.com/lightworker and automatically, once you sign up from that link, get 10% off your first month. I'm not reading off a script here. This is all freestyled from my own experience. They did not pay me to share this. I just sat down and looked at all the tools that I personally used in 2022 that got me to a much more grounded space than I entered the year with, and I wanted to share them with you. Because again, it's not podcast host and listener. It's you and me as friends. And when you guys invest in birth chart readings with me, 9 out of 10 times you guys say, I'm nervous, but I also feel really comfortable right now. It's weird to see you live on Zoom, Steph, because I listen to you all the time, but it also feels really right and easy. I'm like, yes, we are friends. I share my heart with you through these speakers and airwaves. We are. So BetterHelp is what I signed up for at the beginning of 2022. If you remember, I mentioned I started off the year just feeling kind of sad, like 2021 wrung me the fuck out. And so I love New Year's Eve. It's one of my favorite holidays. I just love that new year, new me collective energy of letting go and starting fresh. I love it. Mm. But I found that even though I had that fresh energy, I was like, crawling over the finish line of 2021 with a broken leg and bruised up arms. And I was like, okay, I got to get a little help. I have got to get some guidance. I just need someone to talk to outside of my friends, outside of my family, who all have, you know, vested interest in my well-being and their own opinions. And I'm blessed to have a community that I can reach out to and friends and family. But you need a third party sometimes. It's really important. And so I signed up for BetterHelp in January, and I met with my therapist, who was an Aquarius, and I loved her, once a week for about 5 months. I met with her every single week. And then after that, I started to feel better, more grounded, and I started talking to her every other week. Now, let me share another synchronicity with you guys. And this was not planned. It just popped in my mind. So my therapist was awesome. Again, blurred the lines of friends and therapists. But we really formed a friendship and like really got to know each other. And she knew Jeffrey when I always asked about my pug. But about May, that's when I was getting settled in my house here. We signed a lease. It was a big deal. Shared it on Instagram. Like, after 5 years on the road, I signed a lease. I'm planting roots just like that lady told me to. No, it felt good to sign that lease. It was definitely a must. But my therapist, I connected with her. It was our usual Monday morning meetup. And I noticed something in her eyes. I was like, you're not okay. Let's switch roles for a second. Are you like, do you need to cancel or something? And she took a deep breath and said, Steph, I have cancer. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I mean, she's only 50, 40, 47, 50, something like that. She's like, I have cancer. I just got diagnosed. And I was like, what do you say, right? What do you say? I just held space for her. Didn't give a shit who was paying for whose time. This was my friend. This was a human that has always held space for me. And so, of course, I was like, what kind? What stage? What are we talking about here? She had cervical cancer or uterine cancer, something down there, some OBGYN. And so we talked about it. And I said, what? Tell me the story from square one. And she's like, well, I started to notice mid-cycle spotting. And then I started to notice my periods were really heavy. And so I thought, this is not my norm. I'm usually like clockwork. So she went in and got tested, and they found polyps in her uterus. And so she went and had a little surgery to remove them, and they always test them for cancer as a precaution because they are abnormal growths, and hers came back positive. Now, luckily, she was okay. She got her entire uterus removed, so a full hysterectomy, I think it's called, and she's fine. She's thriving now, and she's a lot healthier, and cancer is 100% gone. But I share that because when she shared that is when my gynecological issues were starting to get intense, meaning really heavy, big clots in my period. I had mid-cycle spotting And most of all, I just had an intuitive feeling something isn't right. Cycles were still perfect every 27 days, clockwork. No painful cramps, nothing like that. But I just knew this isn't right. And so she was like, I mentioned to her, I was like, you know what? I've been having spotting. And she was like, please go get checked out. Please, for me. And so I had been toying with the idea for months. And finally hearing her, I was like, okay, if this isn't the universe saying go, I don't know what is. And so I went to get checked out at Kind Body in Denver. If you guys follow my Instagram, you know that reel. And lo and behold, what do you think I had? The same exact polyps that my therapist had. Same exact everything. To a T. And so after that, you know, the doctor was like, okay, this is the surgery that you get to remove them. But I was like, surgery? Like, I don't have health insurance and these aren't painful. My periods are heavy, sure. And the mid-cycle spotting isn't too, too bad. Sex doesn't hurt. Like, no, I don't need to get those out. They're fine. I'll take CBD or something and they'll shrink. But then my therapist, when hers, like in the interim of this happening, hers got diagnosed with cancer. And so she was like, Steph, I know you don't want to get them removed, but they could be cancer. And I just remember thinking, no, I don't want to. But then she had to take a break from BetterHelp for months to recover after her full hysterectomy. And in that time, I was like, this is so synchronistic and odd that this woman I've been working with since the first week of January is literally experiencing the same exact thing as me. Like, maybe I do have cancer. Maybe there is something more going on. So with my therapist sharing her experience and then, of course, urging me, like, please go get this tested because if you don't, the stage is going to increase if it is cancer. So I was like, gosh, dang it. Dang it. So I went and said, okay, fine. Just do the surgery, whatever. You pick the day, doctor. And she was like, all right, September 26th. And I was like, fine, perfect. Feels good. And how funny, that was a Libra new moon in my sixth house of health. A new start bringing balance, Libra scales, in my health. Oh, astrology's so cool. So I got mine removed and then rested at an Airbnb in Denver, which, oh my God, having surgery and going to an Airbnb sucks, but that's the nomad life. But I survived and it was beautiful and it was fun. And JL took such good care of me and we really formed some core memories in our relationship from that. But doctor called me on my way home and said, good news, it's not cancer. You're fine. Fresh start. Good luck. And, you know, I saw my therapist one more time after that. And then I told her, you know, life's getting busy and fun. And I don't think I need to see you anymore. I love you so much. It was like a sad goodbye, but it felt like it needed to happen. With therapists, I think you need specific types at specific times. And if they're doing their job right, you will outgrow them. You're supposed to. It's not a bad thing. Don't put it in a box, right? You outgrow them and you either say, okay, I don't think I need someone anymore to hold my hand. Or you say, okay, I think my time with you has squeezed all the juice I needed and I'm going to move on to the bigger grapefruit, right? And find a different therapist. Now, I share that story because that is my BetterHelp story. And if you're thinking that your legs are broken like mine crawling into 2023, don't wait. Invest in yourself. When I invested in BetterHelp, I was really like, yo, I need to be spending this monthly payment on health insurance. But I just added it up and I was like, I'll find a way to pay for this and made it happen. And it worked and I never ran out of money. And it was the best investment that I could do because I still don't feel like I need to go back to a therapist. I feel like I've got this. I've got more tools. What I love about BetterHelp therapists too is they can send you worksheets and homework and you can answer some like high mileage journal questions and then it sends them to your therapist and they get to read them. So it's like double whammy. You get to talk therapy, but then there's another version of you that comes out when you're sitting quiet and your therapist isn't there to watch you through the Zoom call, and you can type out answers to questions that they can read. It becomes more intimate, you know? I just loved it so much. And she sent worksheets for me and JL to do, to answer together, so she could understand our relationship. It was phenomenal. Sometimes I want to go sign up again just to see her. But betterhelp.com/lightworker for 10% off your first month. You get to swipe through counselors and therapists to see who you resonate with, and you can cancel at any time. And it's so nice to have someone at your fingertips. Quite literally, you can text your therapist whenever you're having a meltdown, a breakdown, confused, and my soothing voice just ain't cutting it for you. You just call your therapist, text them, they're there. It's so nice. Think about it. The next thing I want to share with you is the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, my health coach school. Again, they are also my friends who send me gifts for Christmas. I love them. And I've kind of stopped promoting them as I've really stepped into astrology. It's kept me very busy, but I'm still an ambassador for this school. I still have calls with them, and I still very much practice everything they taught me in 2016 and 17 when I attended their school. JL graduated from there this year. I'm looking at his IIN certification on the wall right now. I am an ambassador for the school, and you can get a big discount off of tuition when you mention Lightworkers Lounge or Stephanie Powers. Oh my gosh, what is IIN? What is this school? It teaches you about holistic health. If you love my holistic episodes where I talk about what we eat, what cleaning products or health and beauty products I use, you will love this school. And this isn't a school that you have to attend if you want to change your career. Of course, this is like the nucleus of it, is to change your career. But if you want to just learn about a healthier, better way to live, how to grocery shop better, what this gluten thing is all about, why is dairy so bad for you, this program is it. And now this could be its whole episode on its own. So I'll keep it short and sweet. But if you go to lightworkers-lounge.com, click on lifestyle on the bar at the top, there's a part about IIN, how to become a holistic health coach. Or actually, let me see exactly what it says. I forgot. I made it a little while ago. Yep, you click on lifestyle and then become a holistic health coach. And again, you don't have to become a health coach with this certification. You can simply invest in this to better your life. Because I know stepping into this holistic world of food, diet, products that are good for you is overwhelming. It's like astrology. It's a brand new pair of shoes you're learning to walk in. I get it. IIN, and I actually suggest the year-long program. JL took the 6-month, of course. I feel like you get more just going slow and enjoying it. But this is the school that helped me reverse my Hashimoto's autoimmunity. This is the school that taught me how to publish a book. And so if you have It's Just a Phase Moon Journal in your hands right now, thank IIN, because they taught me how to do that. This is the school that if you come in my kitchen right now here in Colorado and you see sourdough starters and you see grass-fed meat and pasture-raised eggs and a Kangen water machine, this is the school that I owe it all to. They are the grandmother of my health. And of course, I used it to become a holistic health coach, and friends, they are the reason why I got to leave that 9-to-5 job, because their goal is, if you choose to, is to help you create a healthy, better life where you're thriving, but also leave a career you don't feel fulfilled in. And a lot of people also use it to get a different role in their current company. It's pretty cool what you can do with this. They are just, I wish I knew about them because I wouldn't have gone to college. I would have gone straight to IIN and cut through the student loans. But you can get a huge discount. I don't remember the percentage, so I'm not going to say it, but you can get a pretty big discount if you use Lightworkers Lounge or Stephanie Powers. And it is an investment of like $5,000 or $6,000. That's a lot, I know. And so if you want to test drive it If you want to read my full story, it's on my website, and there are a lot of links that you can click to try out a class, see what it feels like, watch a thing, learn about some things, just test drive it and see if it resonates with you, and then sign up. But again, you go to lightworkers-lounge.com, click on lifestyle, boom, holistic health coach. I'll leave you a link if you guys want to learn more about it in the show notes of this podcast episode, so you can go check that out too. But if you decide to take that in 2023, you will be unrecognizable in your physical health, your emotional health, your body especially, and your home. Your lifestyle will look radically different. And I think my favorite part about it was just connecting with people. Towards the end of the program, you have what's called coaching calls, where you just meet with like 10 other people and you just share your health journey, your mental health journey, your current lifestyle, where you'd like it to be. And it was the least non-judgmental group of people I've ever been around. I miss them. I wish I could have all 10 of them on this podcast to just gawk over how much I love them. Again, friends, they become friends for life, and beautiful light workers or earth angels that carry you along. And for so long, I think 2 years, my heart was screaming, sign up for this. But it was so new at the time. I was like, is this just one of those like ITT tech commercials? Like what is this? I don't have this money. Like, we just barely have enough left over at the end of the month. There's no way I can fork this over. But again, that whisper turned into a roar, and I saw this and felt this as my way out. I think the story goes, I asked for a sign. I was like, okay, universe, I'm about to fucking blow. Like, give me the most blatant sign that I need to sign up for this. And then I went on Instagram that night, and IIN had an advertisement pop up, and it had 1,111 likes. And I said, okay, all right, fine. Again, don't ask for signs and ignore them. That is such a huge motto for me in my spiritual practice. Don't ask for signs and ignore them. Don't ask for a sign and then say, well, I don't know. Can you show me one more? I mean, the universe will, but come on, you've got to trust them. They trust you. Return that favor. And finally, let me take a sip for this one. Speaking of holistic health, guys, I've been drinking giant mason jars full of chopped cucumber and sliced lemon with my Kangen 8.5 every day. Oh, yes, so good. I hope those sounds aren't gross for you. The last but not least thing I want to share, I'm not launching it yet because, have you seen the stars? We're in a Mercury and a Mars retrograde. I ain't dumb. But you guys have asked all year long, Steph, are you going to teach astrology? Are you going to have a group that we can join and learn from you, or just at least hang out with you on Zoom? You don't have to even show your video. Just come hang out in the chat room and listen to us talk astrology live. The answer is yes. And it's called Cosmic Coconut after, yes, Key West and the Treehouse Days. Makes me so happy. If you want to take a little sneaky peeky, actually, you can sign up right now if you want to. But just know the calls have not been scheduled yet. I am waiting. If you think I'm going to have my first giant Zoom call with people during a Mercury retrograde, it ain't happening. But it's called Cosmic Coconut, and it's a monthly subscription service where you have access to, I still have like 100 more to film, but I think I have about 36 up already, videos of yours truly teaching you astrology. So when you subscribe to Cosmic Coconut through our Lightworkers Lounge website, you instantly unlock access to a whole library of videos of me in this very studio using the same microphone teaching you about astrology. Because you guys have given me the kindest compliments about how well I break down astrology into layman's terms, elementary terms. And I thought, you know what? They're right, because I follow other astrologers and it gets a little repetitive and sometimes dry. Other times it's like, are you teaching chemistry or algebra? Because what? Whoa. I really wanted to make astrology feet on the ground and also practical, just easy to understand. Because I know University of Google, you can just Google, okay, Saturn and Sagittarius. And it's like, by the time you're done clicking through a few web pages, you're like, what the fuck does that mean? Not no more. When you subscribe to Cosmic Coconut, you can click on the index, go find Saturn, watch me explain it for like 3 minutes tops. And then you can go find Saturn in Sagittarius specifically, watch that 2 minute video, and boom, just give you the key bullet points. That's it. On top of that, we're going to have monthly meetups. It's either going to be every other week or monthly. I've got to figure that out with my Zoom, where we meet up and you can join the Zoom chat room. You don't have to be on your video, not yet anyway. We'll see how many people end up joining, but where I read some of your charts. So a part of subscribing to Cosmic Coconut is you're going to send me a screenshot of your chart. And every month we're just going to have like a friends meetup where we meet up on Zoom and I just read some charts to really drive home the point. So you can watch my videos, study it all month long or all week. And then we get to meet up on like a Friday night and we talk about, okay, did you guys watch that Saturn and Sag video? This is what it looks like. And if you guys feel like it, you have Saturn and Sag, I'll say, do you want to join and share in the chat box like how this is manifested for you, what this feels like for you? And that right there really drives the points home. It's one thing to read. It's another thing to apply. And then with Cosmic Coconut, we actually just thought of this a few days ago. My journal, It's Just a Phase, the moon journal. I thought, wait, I might launch a 30-day program. And you guys got to write in and tell me what you think of this. I'll launch a 30-day program where you pay X amount. I will send you a signed copy of It's Just a Phase. And then starting with like, I don't know, the Aries moon, we'll meet up every 3 days on Zoom and discuss. Hey guys, the moon was just in Aries for 3 days. How did you feel? And I'll explain. This is the high side of it. This is the low side of it. What did you guys experience? What are you going to do next, Aries moon? Okay, cool. And then we'll meet up again 3 days later after the moon's done transiting Taurus and say, all right, the moon was just in Taurus. Who here was lazy? And just walk you guys through in person. It's Just a Phase moon journal. And so hopefully by the end of that 30-day investment, you feel like, oh, I got this. I know how to use the moon to my advantage. And Cancer moons, you better show up. Might even give you a special discount because you guys, your heart is ruled by the moon. It is so important that you work with the moon's phases in order for you to live a thriving life. So write in. Send me an email, spowers@lightworkers-lounge.com. Let me know what you think of that idea. But do go snoop around, go stalk, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and click on Cosmic Coconut and see what you think. Go check it out, guys. This is for you. Go, shoo. I think it'll be cool because I've been craving community. I've been craving connection. I enjoy posting on Instagram, but not as much. And I thought, you know what? I'm never going to delete that darn Instagram. It's here for life. But I want to go teach astrology at a yoga studio. Or I want to teach you guys on Zoom where we can just pour a glass of wine or kombucha or mocktail. I might have a mimosa. And just sit on Zoom and talk and chat and share. I want to facilitate things like that. And I'm nervous too. My inner critic tells me I won't be any good at it. But who knows? I think I'm going to force myself to do the things I'm afraid of because I think that's when you know they're going to turn out the best. So look forward to that in late January 2023 because we are moving to Denver sometime in January. And I want to get set up with a new studio, new lighting, new internet. Oh my gosh, the internet in these mountains is so bad. And just have that all streamlined and ready for you. But do go snoop around. Get excited. If you feel like it, go ahead and subscribe because I've already got 36 videos up there for you to watch and take notes and learn from. Do go. Enjoy. Have fun. With that said, I want to wish you a very, very joyous, healthy, happy 2023. And I say that with my head in the stars, my feet on the ground, to where I know that there's going to be trauma. and really shitty days in 2023. You can't hide from it. You can't avoid it. But what you can say is, that's okay. I have a therapist on speed dial from BetterHelp. That's okay. Even on my bad days, I know that tomorrow I can wake up, go to a coffee shop, get my favorite latte, and tune in to my IIN program that I am so excited about. Even when I have shitty days, I can tune in to Lightworkers Lounge. She'll always be there. I'm excited for 2023. I'm always optimistic for every year. I wonder what words are going to be coming out of my mouth in 2023. I get truth bumps just imagining it, but it's cool. If you've been here since 2018 when I launched the podcast, I freaking love you. More than I can ever express and more than I think you'll ever be able to comprehend. I launched this podcast in January 2018. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And so next month, we are celebrating half a decade on air. Holy shit. That's insane. If I just love to go there in my mind, where if someone would have came to me and, oh my God, how freaking funny. I started the podcast in Denver and on my 5-year anniversary, I'll be moving in to a new place in Denver, like to the day. Wow. What full circle. Sorry, I'm having a moment. But if someone would have came to me when I launched this podcast in that apartment in Lakewood, and told me all the places it would take me, all the people it would introduce me to, I would have said, who's that girl? Because me, I don't have the confidence for that. I don't have the drive for that. I don't have the ambition for that. Like, I don't have the money to do things like that. But how funny that I intuitively knew I didn't need to see the whole staircase just to take the first fucking step. And every time I just took one step, another one revealed itself. And that 5-year staircase to where I'm at right now, it appeared. And now I can reflect back and say, oh, it wasn't so bad. It was all about the daily actions, being very cognizant with my time, doing uncomfortable things, saying yes to things that made me nervous, and showing up. And as JL always says, quit tomorrow. On days I wanted to throw a fit and throw my laptop in the ocean and say never again, I said, okay, I'm pissed and I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then something happens in your sleep. Something happens when the sun rises and you get up to go watch it. You're refreshed. You're renewed. And you don't quit. At least not if it's something you're meant to do. I love you guys. I am signing out. I'm not going to see you till 2023. We got to drive to Denver and go find our new home. Please pray for us. Send us luck. Send us good vibes that we find a nice space. It's a tough market right now, but I'm optimistic about it. Send us all the vibes and love. And hey, if you live in the Denver area, maybe we'll see each other soon. Ooh, I think we will. I love you. Thank you for spending 2018, 2019. Oh my gosh, you guys were with me through my divorce in 2018. You rocked with me through essentially being homeless and hopping around in 2019 when I left my mom's house, turned 30. You guys rocked with me through my first Saturn return in 2019. You and I spent all pandemic together, you know. You guys started to book so many coaching calls with me and so many birth chart readings with me in 2020, so where I didn't even know the pandemic was going on. Blessed. You spent all of my adrenal fatigue of 2021 with me. You hung out in the motorhome, Momo the motorhome, all of 2021 with me. And all of 2022, you grew up with me. And you guys sent me so much love for that big surgery I had. And this is incredible. Let's see what we go through together in 2023. Sending you love from Pagosa Springs and beyond. I will see you guys next year.